And welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This week, an online magazine reported that the National Security Agency has allegedly been spying on five Muslim Americans, including the leader of a civil rights group. The Intercept magazine disclosed the surveillance efforts based on documents leaked by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden.
Federal law limits the U.S. government's ability to spy on its own citizens, but this week's news follows directly on the heels of new research from Harvard and Boston University that finds significant legal loopholes that could allow the NSA to freely monitor American electronic communications. Here with more is the Boston Globe's technology writer, Hiawatha Bray. Good to have you back, Hiawatha.
Good to be here.
So first of all, briefly describe to us what these researchers found. How, theoretically, could the NSA legally track American electronic communications?
Well, it's a fascinating little loophole in the law because, of course, everybody's heard about the Patriot Act and the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act,
FISA
yep. Act, right? But what these guys figured out, see, one of them is a Dutch attorney who was at the Berkman Center at Harvard Law School. He handled the legal end. The other one is a Professor Goldberg, Sharon Goldberg at Boston University, is a computer scientist, and she's handling, could you do it technically? And they both said, yes, this would work. Here's the idea. There is a third legal, it's not really a law that covers surveillance. It's a presidential executive order that was issued under the Reagan administration that allows the surveillance of all kinds of communication as long as what you're listening into is outside of the U.S.
And this is Executive Order 12333.
Absolutely, okay. Exactly. And so if you're listening into stuff that is moving over electronic networks outside of the U.S., you have much greater legal latitude to listen in. Of course, lots of that will include communications from Americans.
Okay, let me just jump in here. The intimation then is that all the NSA hypothetically would have to do is get these U.S. communications overseas somehow, and then they could listen in.
That is exactly what Dr. Goldberg was looking at. She was saying, wait a minute, if you could somehow make sure that all the phone calls going, say, between New York and California were for some reason routed through France or Britain or something like that, then under this executive order, the NSA could scoop them all up. Hmm. Now, let me be clear. They said there's no evidence that this is happening. The NSA has denied that they're doing it. But she demonstrates in this paper that there are technical ways you could do things like that, not really with phone calls, but with internet traffic. There are ways that you can get into the internet servers using a computer based outside the U.S. and convince them to send a communication like an email going from New York to California and say, oh, by the way, would you route that through Britain, please? And it would do it.
And
there are at least two techniques laid out in this paper for getting that to happen, and they have actually been tried, and they work.
And ostensibly, if this were to happen, it could be done without, say, the internet companies themselves even knowing that it was happening.
Very likely they wouldn't know. I mean, for example, you could have a server at GCHQ, Britain's intelligence service. It could be set up to do this. And the information, say you're trying to send something through Gmail, the email going that's supposed to be going from one place to another via Gmail would just be routed through Britain, but it would end up going where it was originally intended to go. And the recipient and the sender would never know that along the way it had been copied by the NSA.
Well, you mentioned GCHQ. The NSA does have or has had some joint programs with British intelligence.
All the time. They're huge. They're like our bestest buddies outside the U.S. You could do it that way. You could work with some U.S. company that has a data center outside the U.S. Heck, you could even have the NSA set up its own dummy company with a data center outside the U.S. to do something like this. And as long as they're only sucking in information that is passing over a network that's outside the U.S., at least under current law, this would probably be legal.
Mm.
That's what's interesting about it. And what these guys are concerned about, and this is something that, I mean, our foreign friends are talking about, the whole American legislation on this and the whole way we regulate it basically is based on this idea that we have to protect the civil liberties of people in the United States, but everybody else, hey, you're fair game. We can pick up anything that's happening.
Right.
And they're arguing that we might need to think about law that would limit our ability to pick up intelligence information on foreign communications networks.
Well, given what you've described, it would seem that a legal remedy would be the only remedy because you can't necessarily control where the global flow of information traffic goes.
That's a very good point. I mean, I don't really know what else you could do about this except, I suppose, encrypting everything, which is, in fact, the way everything is going right now, where you have, you know, like Google and Microsoft and Yahoo all saying now that they are hardening up all the community. You know, they have their own private network, in effect, and the NSA is known to have broken into that. I think that's the program they call Muscular, mm-hmm. where they actually break into the network. And this is the network where Google has its own set of data centers around the world. And this was the network just with their data centers talking to each other, or Google's data centers talking to each other, and they were tapping into that. And these guys got so mad about this that they are now using the best encryption that they can possibly install, so that even if the NSA does get in, they can't read any of it. Right. And that is probably going to be the only practical way to stop this. And that is to have extremely high-level encryption become standard issue for everybody communicating on the internet.
And Hiawatha, finally, I mean, we started this conversation with this news this week that five Muslim Americans are supposedly having been surveilled by the NSA, which makes me wonder, I mean, short of waiting for global encryption to catch up to where the NSA is there anything that individual Americans can do now?
Well, no, I think encryption right now is the best bet that you've got, because there it's still the law on this is still very confused and not very coherent, largely because of things like, well, we collect some of this information accidentally and incidentally, as I talk about in my story. If you accidentally overhear something that an American is saying on a computer network, if it's domestic, you're immediately supposed to destroy that information. But if it happens on a foreign network, you're actually allowed to keep it if you can argue that it has some intelligence value. And it's such a gray area that it's hard to know how law can ever completely settle it. Mm. And please, let's keep in mind, in the middle of all this, this is not, I think it's fair to say that people talk about the NSA like there's this bunch of evil fiends who just want to spy on us. These people are trying to keep us from getting blown up. They have an incredibly difficult task. They have to try to collect as much information as they can without violating people's civil liberties, and it's not always easy to know where to draw the line. So I think we have to be fair to them and admit they are not just doing this for fun.
Well, the question now is, can the law catch up? Hiawatha Bray, he deciphers technology for us here on Radio Boston. He's the tech writer for the Boston Globe. Thanks as always, Hiawatha.
Great to be here. Thanks a lot.